Today I am talking with Dr. Christopher Bourne, who's a mentor of mine, and he is a professor of orthopedic surgery and chief of orthopedic trauma at the Alpert School of Medicine at Brown University. And I wanted to talk to you today about infections and biofilm. So thanks for talking with me.
Thank you, Sakin.
So what is biofilm? What when you have a suspected infection, how do you diagnose these things? I mean, is it helpful just to get routine culture? I mean, what is the whole concept behind biofilm, and how do you deal with that for diagnostic purposes? Let's just start off with when you're dealing with an infection.
So biofilm is something that's manufactured by bacteria. Bacteria will adhere, become adherent to a surface, say an implant. It will first be in what's called a planktonic stage, which is free-floating in the tissues, and then it will latch on to the tissue or to, in our case, we're looking at implants. So it'll latch onto an implant and will become adherent. And the literature shows that there may be five stages of bacterial adherence and biofilm formation. The first stage is that they're not quite fixed. The second stage, they become pretty well fixed. The third stage, they start forming this mucinous film, which is very tough to eradicate. It goes through a semi-dormancy stage, and after that, it will the bacteria actually communicate with each other, and at some point, it will release additional bacteria into the milieu, and more planktonic bacteria will be in the local tissues. And the problem with the biofilm is that it's not penetrable by antibiotics. And in order to eliminate it, you literally have to abrade it off. You can sonicate it, you can do some other techniques, but to date, we don't have anything that really will clearly penetrate the bacterial biofilm and eradicate the bacteria.
So how do you diagnose that? That you have an infection. Maybe I should back up. Whenever you do an operative procedure to treat a fracture, let's say you fix something with plate and screws, is there always some degree of biofilm there?
In a clean case, there shouldn't be any biofilm there. You may have some planktonic bacteria free in the tissues. The body will hopefully take care of that, and the antibiotics that we give perioperatively will hopefully help to take care of that also. So really what we're talking about is cases where you have, let's say, a non-union. We know that a large percentage of non-unions are associated with an infection. Probably more than we recognize. You will have people talk about, well, I went in and I took the hardware out and everything looked clean. How can you tell just by looking that it is clean? Well, you can't. There can be bacteria there. The bacteria may be slow growing, maybe facultative, like P. acnes. It prevents the natural healing process from taking place. So really what we want to do, what we've been looking at in our lab, is ways of identifying the presence of bacteria as rapidly as possible. So the technologies that we have, that we routinely use, are Gram stains and cultures. The problem is that Gram stains sometimes may not be done correctly. They may not be read correctly, so they're not absolute. We look at inflammatory markers, but I think we've learned that normal inflammatory markers is no guarantee that there's no infection there. cultures, you can have contaminants, and you can have false negatives. Classic would be something like P. acnes, which grows very, very slowly. And so if you don't hold your cultures for 10 to 14 days, you may not pick up the fact that you have a P. acnes infection. And this is something that we're learning with and been struggling with for a couple of years now. You can do PCR, genomic testing. You can do PCR looking for DNA, bacterial DNA. And it's very sensitive. The problem is it takes 6 hours minimum to get a PCR reading. The equipment is extremely expensive.
And I don't think every place can do that. I don't think I can do that at my center if I requested it.
It's almost more of an academic tools still. So then we still have this problem is that you have a fracture that hasn't healed, or you have an implant that seems to be loose, and you're going to go in and do something. You're going to take it out. But really what you want to know at that time is, are we dealing with an infection? Because I'd like to know that while the patient is still on the table, while the things are open, and that will help my management plan. If I know at the time of that operation that the patient has an infection, it may drive me in one direction in terms of management plan. And if I am very, very as reasonably sure as possible by scientific testing that it's not infected, then I may just do an exchange or something like that right then and there and not do it as a staged procedure.
So you wouldn't have the so-called surprise culture that sometimes happens with non-union surgery, and you take a culture, but you don't find out until 3 days later that maybe something was growing there. I mean, it would be good to get that information while you can act on it in the OR.
Correct. No surprise cultures, you know, I think the recent article was like 20 or 30% or something like that, and that's a problem. So we've been looking in our lab at some technology called confocal laser microscopy, and using that with fluorescent antibodies, conjugated fluorescent antibodies. And the way that works is that bacteria, gram-negative and gram-positive bacteria, have on their cell walls proteins to which there are antibodies commercially available that can attach to those cell wall proteins. Lipoteichoic acid for gram-positives and lipopolysaccharides for gram-negatives. You take your antibodies and you attach a fluorescent marker to the antibodies. And you cook them up in the lab with the bacteria, whatever you're working with, and those antibodies will then covalently bond to the antigen or the bacteria, the cell wall. And once you have that covalent bond form, so you've got the bacteria with the antibody attached to the cell wall and a fluorescent marker attached to the antibody, you can then direct laser light, known emission, and that will stimulate the fluorescent component to give off, to emit something. And by a series of filters, you can pick up what the emission is. And the gram negatives, using this technology, the gram negatives will fluoresce with red emission, and the gram positive with green emission. And you can also simultaneously, we use a co-culture technique, you can simultaneously label eukaryotic cells, which will also be in the area with a DNA, DNA marker that will fluoresce also. So once the laser beam hits these things that have been tagged and marked, it will give off an emission, a light emission that can be picked up, and then by computer, after it goes through the filters by computer, you can generate an image, and that is three-dimensional. The confocal microscopy, the laser microscopy, will scan the surface and can actually go at different levels and different planes and can build up a picture. So you can get a three-dimensional picture and actually quantify the amount of bacteria and or biofilm that is on an explant or something that you've taken out. The process, as we have it now, we have it down to about a 35-minute process from the time the sample has begun the cooking process to the time when it's read. So if we can get this down to 30 minutes, that would be enough time so that you could go in, take your implant out, send the specimen or scrape the specimen for some biofilm or whatever, and put it in the system. And by the time you finish your cleaning out of the area, your debridement of the area, which you're going to do no matter what, as a one-stage or a two-stage procedure, hopefully you'll have an answer whether or not you have any gram negatives or gram positives present in the area that you're working on. Now, to date, all we've done are some explants. The data has been extremely encouraging in terms of its accuracy, and we are starting to look at tissue specimens. We'll be doing that in the next couple of weeks, looking at actual tissue, and this is all through IRB approved. And we'll see where it goes. We can't speciate bacteria because there aren't enough different antibodies available. There are some staph species have commercially available antibodies that could be tagged, but there's so many different types of bacteria that those antibodies are not commercially available. And PCR, you can actually speciate, but the PCR takes much longer.
But I guess the point here is with this type of testing, you could then make a decision that, okay, there's bacteria here, this fracture didn't heal, the biofilm has whatever type of, you can't speciate, but you get the idea, there's gram-negative bacteria here, so you now, you treat your infection however you're treating that, local antibiotics, you obtain cultures, but at least you know at that point that perhaps... in that situation, maybe you stage it, I guess.
Correct.
Okay. Well, I think that's about as much time as we have. I'd love to keep talking, but I think that's a great introduction to the difficulties of dealing with biofilms and infections that are not so obvious, and a potential solution for the diagnostic difficulties that we have. So looking forward to seeing what the product ends up being for this tool.
Great, thank you. Thanks very much.
All right, great, thank you.